Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, happy Tuesday.
It's not usual for us to be here on a Tuesday.
No, but life isn't usual at the moment, is it?
Not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just not far off going into my first ever virtual Pilates class.
I know, that's cool.
Yeah, so we thought we'd jump on. We just figured that it was a good time for us to come and just be in your ears and be your friends and be your company and bring you some hope and today some grace.
Yeah. We might also be your distraction from kids and your distraction from life and the craziness. So, yeah, we just really, our heart is to connect with you and to see you and to be seen, actually. Mm. So, yeah, we thought we'd come in and talk about grace and how you can show grace and be grace in this season. Yeah. So, we've spoken about grace and freedom before, Amy. Yeah. We've got a whole episode
number
on it.
50.
You and your Rain Man skills.
I know.
It's a good thing. I didn't mean
it. Oh, no, it is a good thing. No, I did not take it as a bad thing. I took it as like my superpower.
Yeah, it is your superpower.
It really is.
So what does grace mean to you in everyday life? And then let's talk about what it means at the moment.
I think grace is often about giving the benefit of the doubt or allowing people to be human. And I think more so than ever, this is a great time to own our humanity and accept the humanity of others. Let me give you a very personal example, which I know, Kirsty, you can relate to, and actually every couple that I've spoken to in the last couple of days can relate to. If you have a partner and you have been fighting the last couple of days or arguing or disagreeing or not in alignment, know that you're not alone. Cal and I very rarely argue, but we've had just so many disagreements over the last couple of days, and I think there's just so much exhaustion and fatigue and fear and, you know, desires to do the right thing that we just need to show a whole lot of extra grace.
Yeah, it's so hard. Disagreeing with somebody significant in your life is hard at the best of times. And it's so challenging at the moment to figure out what's really going on underneath it all, isn't it? Like you think, oh, I'm doing this because of that, but are you really? And having I know for you and I, Amy, this has been a really challenging season as well. And it has been really, we're in decision fatigue.
Yeah, massively.
So it makes it really hard to even even to dig into yourself and go, what's really going on for me at the moment? Because you're just making so many decisions, like so many decisions. So our heart for you today is to really have a lot of grace and compassion for yourself in this season and hold space for other people and recognize that they may not even know that the reasons why they're acting the way that they're acting. And I know I got a really beautiful post from a friend of mine and was just talking about acknowledging that this is a really hard season for kids because there's a whole lot of talking. It's happening at school because the kids are talking in the playground, if your kids are still at school, that is. But it has been a challenging season because their teachers may be talking about it, and there's just so many decisions for parents to be making at the moment that I think our kids are going, have got a lot of unanswered questions, and they may not have the resilience at the moment to be able to hold self-control. And if we as parents are arguing more and arguing between ourselves, and not just as parents, as friends and business owners and, you know, any other relationships that you have, if you're finding it hard to have grace for yourself and for other people, just imagine what our kids are going through. That they don't have the 40 odd years of learning these skills. So I can imagine that kids are going to be losing the plot a lot quicker and a lot easier at the moment.
Yeah, we've found that the level between I'm happy and I'm having fun and I'm losing it has significantly reduced. And it can fluctuate like microsecond to microsecond.
Yeah, and that's so challenging for us as parents too, isn't it? Because we've got to hold grace for them and acknowledge that this is not who they are. They're not operating in their normal ability.
Yeah.
But we also want to call them higher. Like, and we also want to show grace for them, but also remind them that that's not how we act in this family or whatever, you know, whatever the situation is that's going on. Like striking that real right balance between reminding them in that moment to pull their stuff together or deciding to reflect on it at another time.
Yeah.
Hey, like it's an awesome opportunity for grace to shine through. Hey.
Yeah. I think that we need to also extend grace to ourselves that we don't have to be super mums or super wives or super humans at the moment. Like, it's okay to say I'm scared. That doesn't make you controlled by fear. It's okay to say I'm worried without feeling like you're being controlled by anxiety. It's okay to say I feel a bit flat without feeling like you're being controlled by depression. Like, it's all of these things are really natural. I've got a bit of a smirk in my voice because I feel like I'm not usually a rebel. Kirst is our rebel in our partnership. I'm not usually a rebel, but when it comes to all of these, like, download this amazing like hour by hour schedule for your children, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I do not have capacity for that. I'm trying to, you know, like, Kirst and I are trying to keep our business afloat, like millions of other small businesses around the world at the moment. We're trying to keep our families healthy. We're trying to keep them happy. I am not really concerned at the moment about whether or not my kids did science experiments at home over lunchtime.
Yes.
We are doing more screens. We are doing more board games. We are, you know, like, just being gracious to each other. There's a lot more, like, there's hardness in that and there's grace in that. But these are the things that are good. We have been doing more board games as a family. We are doing a puzzle at the moment as a family. So at the moment while we're recording, the kids are outside playing, I think it's called donkey or horse or some basketball shootout thing with Cal. There's been a lot more singing around
donkey,
the house.
Is it donkey where they have to, like, every time you get a basket, yeah. D-O-N-K-E-Y?
Yes, but I think we called it donkey, Kirst. I'm pretty sure it's called horse now.
They're lazy. They wanted to take out one less letter.
These lazy gen whatever they are. I'm going to tell them that it's got to go back to donkeys.
It's
keep them outside longer.
Donkey. Yes. Call it Donkey Kong or make like Donkey Kingdom or even longer.
It's the art of decluttering. You have to get a hoop for each.
Perfect.
Whatever it takes. One of my girlfriends I was speaking to the other day said that her son is refining clay in while he's in home isolation. And I was like, see, that is like, that's the good stuff. Yes, it's great if they've got to do reading. Yes, they've got to do, but, you know, have grace for yourself, mamas and papas. You don't have to be a teacher in this time. You're a parent and they're not going to look back in 20 years and not get the job they wanted because you didn't become a homeschool teacher.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, disgrace.
This is what this post that I read from my friend Mark, he had written, what they're going to remember is how they felt during this season and the response, like the emotional response that we had towards them in this season. So that's why, you know, don't beat yourself up if you've got this list of decluttering jobs that you wanted to do during this season of self-isolation and you got one of them done.
Yeah.
Like, have grace for yourself. Like, we are putting together an exciting new little thing that's coming. We'll let you know when we know more. That's going to definitely help you kick some of those decluttering goals. But if you don't do any of them, that's too cool as well.
Like, yeah, so much grace.
Have grace for yourself and have grace for the expectations that you have placed on yourself and your kids. And look, let me be, now it's my turn to be honest. We have got the thing that we are discussing most in our house.
Call it for what it is.
The thing that we are arguing about most in our house is the level to which the kids need to do their homework. One of us is saying they don't need to do any. The other one is saying they need to stick to the school schedule. I will let you determine who you think is which person in our family, and there's grace for you if you get it wrong. So, again, we just wanted to come into your ears today to really encourage you. Grace is so powerful. It's a powerful gift that we can give to ourselves, and it's a very powerful gift that we can extend to other people. Mm. We want you to accept grace for yourself and extend grace. So we hope that Yeah, we
can I just add one thing in, Kes, before we finish?
No, you cannot.
Why do I
There's
ask?
No grace for you.
Why do I ask? I know you're always going to say no.
I know.
One of my friends did a really great post the other day about saying how lots of people are being generous at the moment, but it actually takes grace to accept someone else's generosity to be the receiver. And so I also want to encourage people in that if you do have a need, grace, allowing other people to show you grace is really good. Like if you feel like emotionally you're not coping, you need to call Lifeline or you need to call Beyond Blue or Kids Help or whatever it is, that allow other people to show you grace, because there is the temptation to be, you know, that pride to come up of, no, I can look after myself and I'm here to look after others, but allow others to show you grace too, because that's just part of the process.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful wise words, Amy. And Amy and I are always here for you. Our Facebook community has been phenomenal during this season. So much filled with hope and love and grace. Yeah, come on over to Facebook. That's where we are the most at the moment.
Yeah, come and check out what everyone else is decluttering and doing and what their home offices look like. And it's a fun place to be, as well as a really soul good place to be. I don't think soul good is a word, but, you know, it's about time I made one up.
It is now. So we look forward to sharing with you some of the plans that we have for the art of decluttering, and yeah, keep your eyes out on your podcast app. That's all I'm going to say.
There's
for
some
now.
Good stuff coming. We love you guys. Keep safe. Reach out. Come and join our community. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook, and you'll find us there. And we'll speak soon.
Yay! Have a great rest of your day, Amy. Enjoy virtual Pilates.
Oh, I will. See you, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.